Animals such as the mountain lion, gray fox, and California red-legged frog may now have a better shot at thriving in Southern California after a court victory left wildlife corridor protections in place. A judge recently finalized two decisions that upheld two Ventura County ordinances regulating land use, lighting, and fencing in areas considered vital to the animals' passage. Dennis Arguelles with the National Parks Conservation Association says the ordinances are the first of their kind in the state.
We think that what they proposed were just common sense, very minimally intrusive measures to make sure that we maintain that habitat connectivity.
The plaintiffs in the suit against the ordinances included the Ventura County Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business, and a trade group for the construction industry called CalSEMA. They have issued a statement vowing to explore other potential strategies and options to help Ventura County landowners whose property rights are impacted. Arguelles notes that in January, a UCLA study found genetic defects in Southern California mountain lions, attributed to inbreeding that takes place when animal populations are hemmed in by development.
The National Park Service and UCLA have conducted numerous studies that show that species such as mountain lions are in danger of becoming extinct in our local landscapes because of lack of genetic diversity that's caused by their inability to move throughout the region and find mates and places to feed.
Four conservation groups joined the suit on behalf of the County of Ventura. They include the Center for Biological Diversity, Defenders of Wildlife, Los Padres Forest Watch, and the National Parks Conservation Association. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.